Maseches Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is continuing the sequence of the last two Mishnayos that we're speaking about. A poor person who's an Amma Arts, he's unlearned, and although he's not believed to say that he took off Miser from his produce, but he is believed to say that this produce came from Manas Aniyim, Leket Shecha Peah, or Miser Ani, and thereby is exempt from Miser. He is believed, and the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah are giving examples of when he's believed and when not, depending on if the item was common to be given as manas aniyim. So Mishnah Dalet says, Nemanim, the poor unlearned person is believed, al hayar chai, on raw vegetables, to say that it was given to him as manas aniyim. Ve'ein nemanim al mavushal, but he's not believed regarding cooked vegetables, because generally, they were not given as cooked vegetables, he was given raw vegetables. Unless, says the Mishnah, if it was a very small amount of cooked vegetables, then he would be believed. Why? Because it was the derech, it was normal for the balabayas to give, to be maitzi milifasai, to take out of his pot. And this is on occasion, in small amounts, he would forget to take off a miser ani, and he would have to give it later from the pot that he already cooked up. But this was only generally done on a small scale where he would forget, but on a larger scale he wouldn't forget like this, and he would give the miser ani while it was still raw vegetables. So on small amounts, the ani is believed to say that these cooked vegetables were given to him as miser ani. Mishnah Hey changes topics. Now it's talking about the distribution of miser ani. The grain would be brought to the threshing floor, and it would be threshed, and it would be piled up and stored there. And the aniyim, the poor people, would come to the threshing floor and collect miser ani that was given to the poor people on the third and sixth year of the miser shemitah cycle. It was miser ani was distributed instead of the miser sheni, and there was a minimum that he had to give to each ani that came when they came collecting at the threshing floor. The Mishnah lists the minimum. Mishnah Hey, ein peichasin laniyim begerin. That when the Baal Bais is distributing, he can't be peiches, he can't give less to the aniyim. At the Geirin, mechatzi kav chitin, less than a half of a kav of wheat. A kav is a unit of volume, a measurement, and you'd have to give a half a kav of wheat, and it's going to continue listing the measurements different depending on which item it was. The Rav says that it's learned from a pasuk. The pasuk in the Torah says, v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu, that the poor person should eat in your gates, and he should be satisfied. V'saveyu, you should be satisfied, says that you have to give the minimum requirements to be satisfied, which is two meals a day. And all these different shiurim, the different measurements, are the measurements for two meals a day, which is half a kav of wheat, or v'kav sa'arim, a full kav of barley. Rav Meir, I'm rechatzi a kav. Rav Meir disagrees and says even barley is also half of a kav. Kav v'chatzi kusman, if he's giving spelt, it needs to be 1.5 kav. V'kav gregreis, one full kav of dried figs, if that's what he's giving. A mana dvela, or a mana of pressed figs. Pressed figs went by weight, not by volume. Mana is a measurement in weight. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, press. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, he says that you would give half a mana. Not a full mana, but a half a mana of pressed figs. The Mishnah continues, chatzi lug shemen. You'd give chatzi lug yayin, half of a lug of wine. Lug is a measurement of liquid, and it was given a half of a lug for wine. Rabbi Kiva Aymer revius. Rabbi Kiva said a quarter of a lug is good enough. Mishnah continues, revius shemen, a quarter of a lug of oil. Rabbi Kiva Aymer shminis, an eighth of a lug of oil is enough. Ushar kol peiros, regarding all other fruits or produce, Amar Abishol says, Kadesha yim kareem v'yikach v'amazon shtei sudas. The amount of produce needs to be given that the ani will be able to sell it, and from the money be able to buy food for two full meals. That's the amount, the minimum amount that he's going to have to distribute to each poor person when they come collecting at the threshing floor.